Have you ever found yourself constantly monitoring your words and actions around someone you love? Your stomach tightening as you hear them come home, wondering which version of them you'll encounter today. This emotional minefield characterizes relationships with people who have borderline personality disorder, BPD. Their emotional reality operates differently. What feels like a light rain shower to most people crashes through their world as a Category 5 hurricane. Their feelings aren't manipulative tactics, but genuine perceptions shaped by an emotional system that functions unlike most people's. The core of BPD involves a profound fear of abandonment alongside an equally powerful fear of being engulfed by closeness. This creates a confusing push-pull dynamic where they desperately cling to you one moment and push you away the next. When emotions become overwhelming, they may split their perception, seeing you as either completely perfect or utterly terrible, with little middle ground. This isn't calculated manipulation, it's their genuine perception shifting dramatically based on emotional triggers. Contrary to popular belief, BPD isn't primarily a female disorder. Research shows it affects men and women equally, though it often manifests differently between genders. Men with BPD typically show more explosive anger and substance abuse, while women more commonly exhibit self-harm behaviors and actively seek therapy. This difference leads to significant diagnostic bias. Men with identical symptoms are frequently misdiagnosed with other conditions or simply labeled as abusers. Perhaps more important is the distinction between conventional and unconventional BPD. The conventional presentation involves visible self-harm, suicide attempts, and active therapy seeking. But unconventional BPD may be twice as common, yet rarely enters treatment. These individuals deny their pain, project it onto others through blame, function impressively in professional settings, and rarely self-harm. They're the high-functioning partners who seem successful on the surface but leave emotional devastation in their relationships. About 40% of people with BPD also have narcissistic personality disorder, NPD. While BPD centers on abandonment fears, NPD manifests as lack of empathy and a false self hiding deep inadequacy. Those with NPD expect constant admiration and view themselves as superior. They process others' crises through how it affects them personally. Their empathy and grand gestures serve only to gain narcissistic supply, their needed attention. NPD appears as either grandiose, overtly confident, or vulnerable/covert, reasonable facade with victim narratives. The BPD environment operates like a pressure cooker with thin walls and a faulty safety valve. Self-loathing emerges as accusations toward others, while emotional instability creates constant tension. Others become trapped in cycles of guilt and confusion, especially when met with hostile reactions to perceived rejection. Emotional abuse and suicide threats gradually erode self-esteem and create feelings of entrapment. Social isolation increases as relationships become strained, either from making excuses or being pressured to end friendships. The resulting hypervigilance and chronic stress often lead to physical illness and unhealthy coping mechanisms, including black and white thinking and codependency. Those affected typically experience grief-like stages, denial through excuse-making, anger, bargaining with concessions, depression from personal costs, and finally acceptance, acknowledging both positive and negative while taking responsibility for choices. Key warning signs include social withdrawal, constant mood monitoring of the loved one, and stress-related physical symptoms like insomnia, digestive issues, and headaches. The path to reclaiming your life begins by accepting that while you can't control your loved one's BPD, you can control your responses and boundaries. This fundamental shift benefits both parties. Remember that their reactions stem from distorted interpretations, not reality. Like lightning striking a wedding venue, it's devastating, but not personal. You're the lightning rod, not the source. Support communities provide crucial validation and help break isolation. Connecting with others who share similar experiences helps depersonalize BPD behavior and reinforces that it isn't about you. Detaching with love means creating healthy separation from BPD behavior while remaining compassionate. This involves not suffering for others' actions, letting them handle their responsibilities, and neither creating nor preventing crises. Be aware of intermittent reinforcement. When positive moments come unpredictably, you might become addicted to these rare instances, tolerating negative behavior in hope of rewards. This creates a cycle where you chase connection while your loved one learns that persistence breaks boundaries. When communicating with someone who has BPD, focus on listening without becoming defensive. Pay attention to body language and tone, as they may struggle to recognize their own emotions. Avoid the four don'ts: defending, denying, counterattacking, or withdrawing. Instead, diffuse situations by agreeing with parts of their statement or acknowledging potential validity. "I agree I was late today, but I don't think that means I don't care about you." Since people with BPD often align facts with feelings, address emotions before logic. Validate their experience before sharing your perspective. For example, if accused of never spending time together, say, "I can see you're feeling lonely, though I remember us spending Sunday together." Use reality statements to acknowledge different viewpoints while maintaining boundaries. "I appreciate that you have different beliefs, but I am not you. I am me." Express understanding while maintaining limits. "I understand you're upset about my phone limits, but I still want to talk with you, just with mutual respect." The most severe BPD behaviors, rages, physical abuse, self-harm, and suicide threats, require clear boundaries and safety-focused responses. During rages, when logical thinking shuts down, calmly state you'll talk later and remove yourself and children from the situation. Don't normalize ongoing rages as emotional abuse, but avoid responding with anger that escalates conflict. With self-harm, show concern without reinforcing the behavior. Alert their therapist of threats, maintain calm, get medical help if needed, and encourage healthier coping strategies. Take all suicide threats seriously, even if they seem manipulative, as 10% of people with BPD attempt suicide. Involve professional help when needed. Help children understand they're not responsible for their parents' actions by modeling good behavior and explaining the situation appropriately. "Mommy is sick, not like a sore throat, but the kind that makes you very sad. Her anger isn't because of anything you did." Rather than feeling trapped between staying in an unbearable relationship or leaving, consider alternatives like temporary separation, reduced contact, maintaining outside interests, or making therapy a condition for continuing the relationship. In chosen relationships, the future largely depends on the BPD person's willingness to acknowledge problems and seek help. Partners typically stay when their loved one commits to recovery, but leave when they refuse responsibility. For unavoidable relationships with BPD family members, focus on setting boundaries and limiting contact while modeling healthy behavior. Treatment options like dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, mentalization-based therapy, MBT, offer hope when the person wants change. Mindfulness practices help both parties develop wise mind, balancing rational thought with emotional awareness. While challenging, relationships with someone who has BPD become manageable through understanding, boundaries, and self-care. Remember that you control your own responses and well-being.